It was very frustrating, yes. Very frustrating. It certainly wasn't according to plan. Look, we knew what the ground statistics were. We expected the opposition to come back strong at us, but really I don't think they did. I think we orchestrated most of our dismissals ourselves, which was a real disappointing thing. So it's very frustrating. I'm trying to get a reason for all that, whether it's complacency, whether they thought they can still, you know, continue on from 400 runs from the previous game. Not sure, but certainly it wasn't a very good effort, that's for sure. The two boys that did get a bit of a start, I'm pretty angry with those two. You can't spend time and get a foundation and then get out the way they did. So that's a bit naughty. And then there weren't enough others to actually dig in and get a start themselves. And all of a sudden, when you're 6 for 61 at lunch, it's very difficult to set a decent total in the first innings. Yeah, no. Well, you know, we played against him in a practice match in Kimberley, one day game, albeit. But he picked up a couple of wickets there. But he also got knocked around a bit. Whether the lads relaxed a little bit, not too sure. He did bowl pretty well. His first wicket was lucky, and then he went on from there. His confidence grew, and we didn't handle him well at all. We need to improve the second time around. Yep. No, I'd rather look at it as bad shot selection. I didn't see too many demons out there. As I said earlier, we orchestrated a lot of our downfall ourselves. No, I think it's going to be a result. We'd really need to, you know, pull the proverbial out to get back into this match. We're not out of it yet, no question about that. But, you know, we were up against it. And what we need to do, you know, is to really get back into the game sooner than later, tomorrow. And when we finally do get a chance to bat, hopefully it will be at some point tomorrow, they really need to turn these things around and resist. Well, it did cross my mind a couple of times. We still got to get, you know, another 7 wickets. That's the first job. And, you know, if we can do that in a reasonable amount of time, then we need to bat and bat and bat and bat. I was thinking about it in a different way. I was thinking about what lead Pakistan should have in the second innings, you know, and I'm not quite sure, but, you know, 150 came into my mind a bit. I'm not sure, but that figure sort of appeared. But we'll know a bit more about it tomorrow. I think what we need to do is to establish, you know, what sort of lead we need to have in order to bowl them out again. Oh, absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. We know what we're capable of. And this is the frustrating part, to see what we saw today. Well, I sort of touched on that. It could be a bit of that as well. But we'll certainly be having a little talk together. In order for us to move on, we need to get it off your chest. And have a bit more of an understanding of the situation and move on. A bit of both. Yeah, I mean, you know, what you need to do what you need to do. I mean, they have to allow me to do that. As a coach, you need to be all sorts of different people. And when it's time to be a little bit firm, you have to do that. Otherwise, you know, they're expecting it. That's what I'm alluding to. It would be nice to have a reasonable sort of bank of runs on the board for them to get to allow our spinners to get into the game in the second innings. But that's a long way off yet, but that's the plan.